Okay. So I prophesied as I was what? Commanded. God commanded him. As I prophesied, there was a, behold, a shaking, and bones came together. What did he have to do to get the bones to move? This may be a little lesson tonight instead of preaching. What did he have to do? He had to command it. God had told him, you're going to have to, if you're going to get it, you're going to have to do what? You're going to have to command it. You're going to have to talk it. And notice he said, I did what I was commanded to do. When God gives you a vision, you must start commanding for it to come in place. Job said, if you'll declare or decree a thing, it shall come into existence. And David said the same thing. Then we see verse 9 here. And then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, breath on life, that you may live. Now, what does verse 10 say? Somebody read it. So I what? Wasn't no wind a-blowing, but why? How's he going to get the wind blow? He prophesied because God told him to what? We're not to prophesy unless God gives it to us. But if he gives you a vision, gives you a dream, and gives you a word, and then tells you to speak that word, you just speak that word exactly what he said, and we're going to get what? Results. Through my years of ministry, I've talked to people. When you talk to things like this, this is what I'm talking about, people being in the church. I'm not going to say anything I don't feel. If I don't see it, I'm not going to say it. Well, then that's no faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He is commanded to do what? We are commanded to speak to the devil. The Bible said if you resist the devil, what will he do? Jesus said, I beheld him as lightning. If we would learn to speak to the devil when we have a bad feeling of things coming in our heart, to speak to him, I guarantee you he'll leave you alone like lightning. How fast a light moves? 186,000 miles per second. Which is the fastest, darkness or light? I'm gonna give it. Which is the fastest? Well, no, I'm sorry. Darkness is. Because it's got to run like lightning to stay out of the way of the power of God. When you stand up and speak, when the devil's trying to come in your life and resist him and speak what the word says, resist the devil and he'll do what? He'll flee from you. So Ezekiel here, if you study his history, things wasn't very good in his life at this time. In captivity and a lot of things, but when he heard the voice of God to speak, he began to do what? He began to speak. If you don't feel like it, you should do what? Speak. Speak the things of God. Let me read again Amos 3 and 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing until he reveals to you for his servants and his prophets. If you look at the Bible very closely, man only received things generally when he what? Spoke what God had given him to say. We find Ezekiel here speaking to the wind. What caused the bones to come alive? Speaking it. What's going to cause the wind to come? The Spirit of God. The wind in the Bible always means the Spirit of God. It blows. Scientists say, I forgot how many minutes, if the air quit moving on the earth for so many minutes, everything on this planet would do what? It's going to die. It cannot live without air. I talked to a guy one time. His family was in Arkansas, and they owned a dairy farm. They were selling some of their cows. And one cow laid down in the chute and wouldn't get up in the truck. They used a shocker on her and done everything they knew to do. That cow would not get up. She's laying down in the chute. Finally, the driver said, if y'all don't mind, said, I can make her get up. I said, by all means, make her get up. He got across her neck, straddled her neck, and put both hands, one hand on one nostril and one on the other nostril, real tightly, and held it tight. The first thing began to happen, just in a few seconds, she began to shake her head. And the next thing, she shook her body. And the next thing, she jumped up and jumped in that trailer. Air is important. The anointing of God is important in our lives. And we must learn that what God said, command it, then we should do what? Command what he said. And Ezekiel said, I done what I was told to do. I spoke to the dry bones. Then I spoke to the wind to come. And these things began to happen. So we must learn to speak and prophesy what God has said us to say. We got some wonderful things here in the scripture. It says the four symbols of the wind. It calls the east wind means of sunrise and God's light and God's glory is arise. When the east wind began to blow, you know that God has begun to rise. So we have to be careful about saying what God tells us to say and be sure we say what God tells us to say, and it will come to pass. And I believe with all these things that people are seeing, if we will believe it, stand on the word of God, we will see it happen. We'll see the wonderful things of God happen. We are commanded to speak surely the Lord's word. Nothing will hinder that when we speak the word of God, just like it did with Ezekiel. Speak to the dry bone. If there's ever a time that the church really needs to stand up and start speaking about what God is and what God will do for us if we will just stand firm and speak the word of God. You look around tonight and you say, well, when this is going to happen? The church started with just one person, that was Jesus Christ. And look what it is today. And it's going to keep multiplying. It's going to keep growing until Jesus comes back. And the north wind, it says, a symbol of power when the north wind blows. It's a symbol that God's on the throne when the north wind begins to blow. Then the south wind blows, quietness of the earth, and opposes the north opposite from the north wind. And then when the west wind blows, a symbol of it, is evening time. The sun's going down. The sun is setting. When is the brightest day when the sun comes up? Is it noontime? As we grow in the Lord, we ought to get what? Brighter and brighter and stronger in the Lord. You find in Psalm 91. Some of us is way up there in age. We shouldn't outlaw the devil. Now, your flesh may not can do what it could used to do, but that's one of the problems Christians have. Well, I can't do what I used to do. God is not interested in what your flesh could used to do. He's interested in what he can do through your flesh. You find in Psalm 91 says, even though the gray hair is on your head and your outward appearance is deteriorating, but God will still abundantly use you because grace never grows weak. It grows stronger. We'll talk about that at a later time. But God wants to bless you as long as you live on this earth. Someone told me just recently, a friend of theirs retired from Red River Arsenal and said, I'm going to retire. He watched television all day long for 3 years and he died. He got where he couldn't even get up off the couch. Because his muscles deteriorated. And I know bodily exercise does what? Somebody say it out loud. Profit little. That's why we don't do it. It just profit a little. But I guarantee you, it cannot compare with your spiritual body, But exercise is awesome good. It just does many things for your body if you'll exercise. And if you don't exercise, like he was talking about, this guy's joints got worse that he couldn't and get up his knees. He couldn't do this. He couldn't do that. So we got to do what God tells us to do. Do it as he speaks to our lives. When you get up in the morning, you ought to say, thank God I'm up today and I'm ready for a good day in the Lord. So we find something very strange here in the Bible. It's found in the Songs of Solomon. We'll read that. 4:16. Awake, O north wind, awake. What does the north wind do? It's a symbol of power. We ought to all say, O north wind, awake up and blow on me. Blow on my life. Blow the power on my life. Then he goes on to say, let the south wind blow. The south means it's quietness of the earth. It's opposite from the north wind. But sometimes we need quietness in our lives. We need a time alone with God. Every person should learn to train their mind to take time to meditate on God. You'll be surprised what meditation will do your flesh, your spirit, by just meditating on the Lord. Read what David did. He spent a lot of hours meditating on the Lord. And then he says something here. The south wind blow. Let's go back. Awake, north wind. He wants the north wind to come and blow. Got to speak to the wind to do what? You have not because you're not what? When Jesus came by and asked them men why they wasn't working in his vineyard, they said, nobody have asked us to. That was the 11th hour. The 11th hour. We turn over a few pages in the Bible and read about the 10 virgins. What happened to them? At midnight. At midnight. The bridegroom is a-coming. They didn't have enough oil. Five didn't. And I'd like to point out they was all virgins. But one thing they did all didn't have, they didn't have enough oil. So we need to learn to pray and ask God to blow on our garden. Why is it important to blow on your garden? Your garden is your heart. It's your life. It's who you really are in God. He wants to blow on us his breath continuously, all the time, the good things of God, and that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved, that means God, Christ, come unto my garden and eat his pleasant fruit. What brings forth pleasant fruit is by the south wind blowing on your garden, asking God to come and blow on your garden. Every day of our life, we need the south wind. We need the north wind. We need the west wind. It's a symbol of evening going down. Then we need these things in our life, and God has commanded us to do what? What did Ezekiel do when the Lord told him to speak to the dry bones? He went and what? Spoke to what? If we feel a dryness in our life, what should we do? Speak the north wind to blow. Awake. Rise up. It's time. The harvest is not over yet. The vision of the harvest is great. We're going to be surprised if we'll believe God. What he's going to do in our lives. What he's going to do in our community. We're seeing too many things that's already happening. And I believe they're going to come to pass. I believe it and I talk it. And I want you to believe it and talk it. Good things are going to happen in your life when you start speaking it. Don't just speak anything, but speak life. These winds represent life. He spoke life unto their lives. We're to speak life in our lives. It's a wonderful thing to get together in the worst conditions in our life to worship and praise God. What happened to Paul and Silas in the prison system? What happened when they started worshiping and praising? Worshiping and praising God has a wonderful work and being to be released in our lives. When we start worshiping and praising God in the worst conditions in our lives, what happened to Paul and Silas? What happened? The wind, might you say, blew. All of a sudden, the jail doors flew open. All of a sudden, the chains fell off. In the worst day of your life, if you had learned to worship God, praise God, you'll see many things happening in your life. We all go through trials and tests sometimes, but if we would learn, like the Apostle Paul and them did, to pray and worship God, prayer releases other people. When they got together, Acts 12, they prayed continually until what? It means something to pray continually. To pray continually. And keep at it. Keep at it. Keep doing it. Even though you might not see no results, but results are coming on its way. Let me say again, before you was ever born, before anybody was ever born in this world, God has planned everything out. Everything we need is already exists before we got here on this earth. So good things is happening in our lives. Jesus loves us so much if we would just pray and seek God. Let me read you something else about what we saw here last Sunday morning and what people are seeing and what God is blessing. God wants to cleanse our temple. He wants to keep us clean of the good things of God. The guy wrote this all down. And then what the angels here, he said there's four angels. And he asked the angels about all of this. And here's what they said when the four winds or the four words are things of the Spirit. And he asked about the angels. There's four angels. And number one here was unity. Unity. We must be in unity with God. When I was talking to Brother Shelby about this, unity's got to start at the head. It's got to start in the board members. It's got to start our unity with God, clean fellowship with God. And then it goes on to say here, unity of the body and mind and vision and of the spirit. You got to be in unity. Then next one, he said, the angel said, is to surrender. What's the hardest thing in the people I've talked to the years? I talked to one other day. What's the hardest thing in the world to do? Surrender. I am always right and you're always what? Wrong. But what we have to do is surrender to Him. Once we learn to surrender to Him, it's not going to be no problem to surrender to everybody else when we surrender. Without Him, we can do nothing. We can't make a hair black or white, but He can help us to surrender. And what these angels are saying, he asked him what all this was about. He said, when these conditions are met, then I will turn the bowl over and flood Calvary Tabernacle and the churches when these conditions. Another condition, the spirit of prophecy. We must entertain the spirit of prophecy. Is the fathers of the prophets is the spirit of prophecy. Then it says another, the spirit of truth of worship. I don't want to burst your balloons across your sword, but you can't worship no Christ without being in the Spirit. You must be in the Spirit. Jesus told the woman at the well, said the time is coming, you must worship in spirit. You must sing in the Spirit. Everything we do, we must learn to do what? In the Spirit. And that's what he's saying here. The spirit of truth, worship. True worship is worshiping in the Spirit. of God. And that's why he's present with us all the time, where we can worship in the Spirit of God. Go through your house doing what? My grandmother Dupree died before I was ever born. And my mother told me, said, I wish she could have been here when she was alive. When she was churning butter, sits about that Bible in her hand, reading the Word of God. Her mind was meditated on God. Her mind sparked the things of God. Anything that she could do with one hand, she did it and read the Bible with the other hand. Being in the Spirit, worshiping God, giving praise and honor to God for everything. Everything works for the gather of those that what? That don't seem to happen that way, does it? But when we love God's ways and love his will, we know this thing is going to work out for our benefits. So pray for the wind to blow in your life. Francis McNutt was a Catholic priest. He left the Catholic, heard the call of God in his life, and the Lord blessed him tremendously with the healing ministry, and he got married. He went to Austin, Texas one day, and went to one of the hospitals and asked them, can I go up on one of the floors and pray for everybody in that hospital? And they said, yes. They said, you can go up on the fourth floor. He went up on the fourth floor. Everyone in that hospital, when he laid his hands on them, got healed, except for one man. He was a sinner, but he got converted before he died. You can't do that unless the Spirit of the Lord sends you. He must send us. He wants to send us. He wants to use us. He cannot do anything without us, and we cannot do anything without him. If you read the scriptures very closely, he's not going to do nothing without us. He put Adam in charge of everything was created. He put us in charge. The song this morning, I love that song. He brought heaven down to earth. Is that what we're supposed to pray? To bring heaven down to this earth. Bring conviction, godly sorrow and repentance and worship and praise. I know I mentioned this several times before, but Peggy's grandmother Woods, she was sitting on the side of the bed. First, she was laying down. They called Dr. T.K. Nichols out there. She says, I found the secret. The secret's in the blood. To take my shoes off. I'm going to lay down. I'm going home. And singing that song, the wonderful work and power of the blood of the Lamb. And Dr. T.K. Nichols said, I wouldn't touch that woman for nothing in this world. She went out to meet the Lord, singing and giving praise to God. Y'all ever heard of Dr. Ben Carson? His brother Charles. They was all very well music-minded. Their mother was a Chinese. Their father was a black man. When she was passing away, they gathered in a room, began to sing and worship God. She joined in with them as they sang, and the Spirit of the Lord filled that room and took her quietly home. When we do what God tells us to do, what God commands us to do, it's a lady in this church told me some time ago, said, I told my son the other day, said, how many times have I got to keep telling you? And said, the Lord said, call my name. Said, how many times have I got to keep telling you? She said, I repented. And repented to my son. How many times did God have to keep telling us? Keep telling us. My brother that passed away not long ago said he was at a home. They was talking. And the parents kept telling the child, said, this is the last time I'm going to tell you now. I'm not going to tell you no more. Just went on. I'm not going to tell you no more now. This is the last time. Finally, my brother said, I bet you're glad to hear that. Said, what do you mean? They don't want you to hear saying that no more. So they're glad. And this lady said, I had to repent. Because God said, how many times I have to keep telling you? How many are glad that God keeps telling you, keeps interrupting you, keeps talking to you, keeps conferring with you? Charlie, if you'll come and one or two elders will come down and get anointed handkerchief, and we're going to anoint that handkerchief and expect a miracle to come in this life. Stars I've never seen before. I'm going to show you those things. He staggered not at the promises of God. He did not grow weary because he wanted to see the promise of God fulfilled in his life. Okay, Starla, you can get your handkerchief there and we'll anoint it and pray for it. Pray over it. Look for a miracle to happen. Peggy, why don't you come over here and let's pray. Let's just all pray. The prayer of faith shall what? It's going to do what? The prayer of faith will heal the sick. That doesn't necessarily mean you're sick in your body. You could be a little messed up in your mind. You might be having a problem that you need solved. And we want to believe that when she lays this on that person, healing is going to take place. Heard Dr. Mark Hanby say back in his 60s, they got a postcard from a family. Someone in their family was blind. They just anointed that postcard and sent it back. And when they touched that postcard, they was automatically healed. So let's believe the Lord is going to move mightily in this family's life. When this handkerchief touches her, Lord, the anointing is in the oil. It's the Spirit of God is released into this body, Lord. We believe, Lord, it's going to be a release of your power. We believe the wind is going to be loosened, Lord. The north wind is going to blow. Blow up on this garden, God, and bring forth fruit, Lord, that you'd be pleased with, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayers tonight, God. We thank you for this we receive by faith, Lord. We thank you for the results we're going to hear, Lord, and the good report we'll hear from this, Lord. We thank you for the mighty move of God that's working in our lives, God. We want to humble ourselves before you, God. Lord, and bless the thing of this home, Lord, where it's going to go, Lord. Lord, we praise you for this day that you allow us to do this, Lord, in your holy name. We know all power belongs to you, God. There's going to be a swift move of God when that handkerchief tucks her, Lord. That all that anointing in there, God, shall drive out those evil, God, those things in there and supply all of the needs that they need according to your riches and glory, Lord. There will be no lack in this home, God, because you're there. Hallelujah. You're supplying all the needs according to you. All power belongs to you, God, and we recognize that tonight, Lord, in the holy name of the Lord, Lord. Hallelujah. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. We thank you. Our prayers have heard tonight. We thank you for the good report that we're going to hear in the holy name of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Blow the wind, God. Blow on the dry bones tonight, Lord. Draw in the homes, God, and let the Spirit of the Lord bring life into them. We ask in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We praise you. Praise you, Lord.